GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Well, that guy that made his comments on the PDQ Door telephone line during Open Mic Monday on a Tuesday, certainly getting a response in the MTG text line. People sending us these messages at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. I don't know if I dare read some of these words on our airwaves, George.
I'd prefer it.
Okay. You know you want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
This person writes to us, deadbeat dads is what's crippling men. Women go on welfare. Men get stuck with paying for kids that are gold-plated, cost way more than their means to pay for them. Because DHHS puts you on a scale that one could never afford. For example, they have me owing more than I have made in my whole life. And I have taken 65% of everything I have made since it came into act in 1998 by Bill Clinton. There's some voice transcription issues here. The first thing they do when you miss a payment is take your driver's license in a rural state. Then they take your work license so you can't work your debt. And then it climbs so high you could never pay it. And when they can't arrest you, they arrest you. It's a well-oiled machine designed to grind men up and spit them out into the system where they own you. This system doesn't work. And if it isn't changed, women will rule and men will drool.
God.
Here's another one, George.
No, this is your show. Go to it.
No. It's the George Hale. It's George Hale and Friends.
And crazy people.
Well, you attract them. You're like that bug zapper outside the ice cream stand.
How many people thought the guy that nut job that called him was a woman?
I don't know.
Some.
He certainly sounded like he had some estrogen still in his veins. I don't know.
Something. Well, in his what? In his veins? In his,
okay. There's a pop song. There's a big hit record that had this word in it. So I guess it's okay to read it. Why are horny old bags called cougars?
Oh, Lord.
Hmm.
See, you're gone what days? I got to clean up this mess. Thursday and Friday you're gone, and next Monday, and it'll all come in on me.
This person writes to us, that's too funny, .. What that guy fails to point out is the same rules apply to the woman if they have to pay child support. Stephen Gardner reminds you, if you can't feed them, don't breed them. Mm-hmm.
I'd buy that.
A second. Oh, this person writes and asks that the sarcasm filter be turned on.
Sarcasm filter active.
Oh, no, turned off. They want it turned off so they can make this comment.
Sarcasm filter disabled.
Wow, yeah. Women shouldn't vote either. Now let me turn the sarcasm filter back on, okay?
Sarcasm filter active.
That's an example of religious indoctrination by crazy people. And this person writes to us, I'd rather listen to Julie from North New Portland. Oh, this person says, I wish you would teach George and Chris to read text messages when you're gone. You guys don't read the text messages when I'm gone? What the heck?
Yeah, we do. It depends.
Huh.
We're busy. It depends on what we're
doing. Doing what?
Trying to figure out what to do in the open holes. Well, Chris is very busy in the other room, but that's another story. Answer the phone. It's ring.
I'm sorry.
It.
Was that a request or was that a demand?
Well, men don't have any demands here.
Caller, hello. It's Open Mic Monday on a Tuesday on the George Hale and Friends and Rick Tyler show. What do you want to talk about?
Okay. Two cures for divorce as I see it. From the left. You live together in sin until you finally figure out that you want to get married. From the right, totally opposite, is you go to the biblical source and you stone the partner that has failed. You bury him in sand with the head sticking out. You start throwing rocks, that kind of thing.
Thanks. Line 3 is ringing. I have no idea what's going to happen here. Caller, hello. It's Open Mic Monday on a Tuesday. What do you want to talk about?
Rick, this is Phil calling.
Phil, buddy, how are you? The voice of sanity and reason dialing in.
I'd like to respond to that gentleman who was complaining about his child support, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the gentleman doesn't realize that DHHS does not set the child support. That was set by the state legislature. There are guidelines that are there. B, they don't take your license the first when you miss your first payment. And C, I don't know what type of work license he thinks he needs unless he's a professional. So the gentleman, I feel, in good conscience, was just a slacker.
Slacker. That's a good
Phil
word.
Knows because he's worked in the business.
No, I
he's
know.
On the inside. Phil, God bless you, Aquaman. Thank you.
Okay, buddy.
We call him Aquaman because if you've seen how much time he puts into the pool doing laps,
he goes every day, yeah. Pretty much. I don't see him there.
He
comes in and says hello once in a while when I'm in the other end of the building, but he jumps in the pool a lot.
Makes a tiny ripple. Not a big splash because he's so...
Well, he's swims there. One end. Yeah. He's one end.
And the lovely missus is doing it. They're the family.
You used to come to the pool too, but yeah, I don't.
That was when I was training for sprint marathons, and now I haven't got time for it because I'm teaching a course. And
I don't.
My
I don't,
time.
Don't. I don't
get
see
off,
you.
Get
there
off
anymore.
My back.
I don't see.
I'm trying. Okay.
Hey, any kind of swimming is great.
Okay. Hi. How are you? Open mic Monday on a Tuesday. Go ahead.
Okay. So I first want to touch on the whole divorce is not okay. Yes, the Bible does talk about that God is not happy with divorce. But as an abuse victim and survivor, I do not believe that God would want you to live in that situation because my marriage, he tried to kill me. He tried to come after my 3-month-old at the time. And I tried everything to solve my marriage. Nothing worked. Even the church tried to bully me into staying married. Had I stayed married, I probably wouldn't be alive right now. So in that instance, yes, divorce is okay. I do agree that people need to slow down in their marriage, in their relationships, and actually take the time to get to know each other. Because you're not going to know your spouse or your partner within less than 3 months. They actually say you don't truly know somebody until after 3 years of being in a relationship. Now, also on the topic of child support, from the female's perspective, yes, if you're going to make a child, it is your responsibility to pay child support because 90% of the time we as mothers are carrying the full burden. We're the ones getting up, taking the kids to school. We're the ones running around, making sure they get to their sports and making sure they have food. While the dads, not all dads, I will make that clear, not all dads, are out doing what they want to do, and they don't have to deal with the daily grind of it. There are moms that are the same way. They just go, you know what? I don't want to deal with it. Here's the money. And so I do agree. You need to pay the child support on both sides of the coin.
Thank you for restoring our faith in this segment and our audience. Would you like to come co-host?
Hey, I'd love to.
Oh, my word. Thank you. Just your first name, please. Just your first name.
Jessa.
Jessa. Thank you so much, Jessa.
Not a problem. You guys have a good day.
Well, I was having a good...
We're having a better day now, thanks to Jessa.
Now she's calling. Oh, my God.
I mean,
I'm going to get Dr. I'm going to get...
Dr. Who?
I'm going to get our...
Better, Dr. Cloutier for canceling
I'm gonna,
on us?
I'm going to stick a needle in him.
Stick it in his foot so he can't barefoot water ski for the rest of the season. Jessa, thank you so much.
He was supposed to be here.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be having this much fun had it not been for...
Oh, you're having fun, yeah.
Caller, hello. It's the George Hale Show and friends and Rick Tyler. So you remember when John Shields suggested that? Because it's George Hale and friends, and I'm not among your friends, apparently, he said. I've got to be a separate name. It should be George Hale and friends and Rick Tyler. It's Open Mic Monday on a Tuesday, and we think you're going to get the last word. Go ahead.
You know, if you can't afford them, don't breed them. But the woman, they get that choice. They can kill them. The man, he's stuck with it.
And unfortunately, I made that the last word.
Unfortunately,
So
this is...
And by the way, a couple other people have now sent text messages to say that you and Chris don't read text messages when I'm gone on the air.
Well, we don't read every text message, no. Because, in other words, Chris, the text messages are in there.
Well, no, they're on your computer, too. Don't you fib?
Yes, I see some text messages.
And you can read? No, all of them that arrive go in there.
I don't see the personal ones you get.
Well, no, that's because, and I say they come into my own phone when I read them.
Exactly.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.